It's deeply regressive. I have decided going forward to boycott the free body problem in all formats.
As I was scrolling, I came across this post from Damian Walter talking about how he had been boycotting the three body problem for the past year, and he was feeling pretty good about it. Now, his reasoning for boycotting three body problem seems to come down to the following three things. He believes that it presents an uncritical case for xenophobia. He believes that xenophobia presents a strong case for authoritarian forms of government. And he's not appreciative of Liu Cixin's comments on the Uyghur situation in China. Now, this was amusing to me because in my recent video essay on Dune and Frank Herbert, I make the case that Dune is an apologetic for a religious theocracy from a Darwinistic perspective. And if you take a look at Damian's page, a lot of his content recently has been about the Dune franchise, which is understandable. The Dune Saga is a fantastic work of literature, and the recent release of Dune Part 2 makes it financially viable content. In one of Damian's most recent video essays, he proposes that all of the messages in the Dune Saga are actually the opposite of what most readers would naturally suppose.
But Dune is a complex book, and if you consider the context of these words, their meaning is exactly the opposite.
We're going to take a look at why Damian seems to think the three-body problem is irredeemable, while Dune is such an excellent work of subversive fiction.
Xenophobia. Xenophobia is a great theme of science fiction, the fear of the alien.
Walter ultimately presents xenophobia as though it was one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And it may be, I don't know, I didn't go to that part of catechism. To be clear, as a snow person who identifies as they/them, I believe I just might be more qualified to speak to this issue than Damian is. Surely our modern sensibilities should rankle at the thought that there's someone out there disliking someone who might be different from them, right? To paraphrase a famous man, the only people we have to hate are people who hate. To be clear, Damian doesn't say that all portrayals of xenophobia are bad, just uncritical ones. Specifically, he makes a very strange case about H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds.
Wells wasn't writing an invasion narrative. He was satirizing invasion narratives.
As I searched around trying to find out if Wells had ever claimed that War of the Worlds was satire, I was sorely disappointed. I did find such a claim by a Victorian studies major in 2010, but I'm not sure if that's a strong case. As a snow person, I find the claim shaky at best. Surely Wells was inspired by stories from the British Imperium and was possibly writing a more nuanced story than some that came before, but satire? Please let me know if I've missed an important place where H.G. Wells identified as Jon Stewart from The Daily Show. So xenophobia is bad, but there's a ton of xenophobia in Dune as well. A quick jaunt to Reddit reveals that user A Happy Human, who may have a Victorian studies degree for all I know,
sweet,
finds Baron Harkonnen to be a gross stereotype. In particular, they believe the only thing that really differentiates Vladimir Harkonnen from Leto Atreides is, certain Spartan activities with young people that Harkonnen enjoys. Now, I'm not sure if such people are a protected class in Britain yet, but surely this portrayal is uncritically perpetrating a xenophobic stereotype. After all, someone published something to that effect. I don't make the rules, I just play by them. Furthermore, Walter doesn't exactly tell us how this uncritical xenophobia is made clear in the work. Personally, I felt as though the Trisolarans were a stand-in for the Han people of China. I found them to be humanizing the other rather than othering the other. So let's move on to Damian's next criticism, authoritarianism.
I think it is indisputably a pro-authoritarian story.
Walter claims that Three-Body is indisputably pro-authoritarian. His primary example from the source material is a scene in the Tencent TV adaptation where a military leader lauds the need for a strong government in the face of an unknowable terror. Now, if we were speaking about God Emperor or Children of Dune, such an argument would just be an example of our media illiteracy and not understanding the subtle nuances of the material.
Nothing in Dune is as it first appears.
Now, I'm not sure if Damian read the English language version of Three-Body or not, but I personally found the brutal and incredibly long portrayal of a struggle session and the horrors of the Great Leap Forward, which began the novel, to be an incredible critique of authoritarianism. The New York Times actually reported that in the Chinese language version, Cixin had to place this scene much later in the book to ensure that it made it past Communist Party censors. While Frank Herbert almost certainly had more in common politically with Damien than Liu Cixin does, Herbert's case for authoritarianism in Dune is much stronger than any case Cixin presents in Three-Body. Herbert reasons that a 100-generation religious theocracy might permit humanity to evolve away from the need for political or religious leaders, and allow a utopian anarchy to unfurl across the universe. Cixin seems to propose a sort of optimistic cynicism in Three-Body. Even if you are more authoritarian than the most authoritarian, a bigger fish will simply come along and eat you anyway. Better to eat, drink, and be merry. On the face, this reading of Cixin's work seems to be closer to Damien's unstated worldview. Now, Walter's authoritarian argument is tied closely to his problems with Liu Cixin's statements about the Uyghurs.
I reject the Three-Body problem and what it stands for because of the author Liu Cixin's statement in support, in a major interview with Western media, in support of the internment, let's say, of Uyghur Muslims.
I'm not too familiar with the Uyghur situation, but I do assume that the Communist Party of China are doing horrible things to them. After all, we can find similar examples of such evil in every other major world power in history. However, given the Communist Party in China's authoritarianism, we might consider giving Cixin a pass on this. It's my understanding that as a subject of the British Crown, we might consider taking Walter's statements about diversity and progress with a grain of salt, or maybe even a whole shaker of salt. After all, people in his country have been jailed for saying things that go against current progressive dogma when it comes to people groups that are protected. For all we know, Damien has the exact same feelings about transgender people as J.K. Rowling. But he's not as moneyed or connected with the party, the crown, so he probably shouldn't risk voicing those opinions. I don't blame him for being silent or even lying about his potentially bigoted views that might see him imprisoned.
I feel we're in a position not dissimilar from Western nations in the 1930s with the growing persecution of the Jewish peoples in Nazi Germany and across other nations in Europe.
Furthermore, in interviews, Frank Herbert hints that he might be okay with taking away people's rights to implement his utopian vision of the future, saying that big changes will need to be made and they might have a great cost, but we just need to bite the bullet. I certainly could read that as Herbert advocating for the genocide of polluters and fossil fuel users. Why doesn't Walter apply his Cixin standard to Herbert? Why are Herbert's and Wells' stories to be read as subversive fiction that are in total alignment with the progressive dogma of 2024? While Liu Cixin is a bad other that we should know is bad and maybe even do bad things to if we got the chance. There are at least three possibilities I can identify as to Damien's motivations, but they all involve one basic fact. It is safe to hate China and the Han people. There is no social penalty to be paid in the West for speaking out against China unless your name is Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. Here are a few possibilities for Walter's motivations. Possibility number one. Damien is completely aware of everything that we've talked about and is cynically taking this opportunity to be safely critical of a work while he can fan service other works that would be more costly. Possibility number two. Perhaps Damien is so influenced by the campaign to chill speech in the UK that he genuinely believes he's being brave to take this action and is enjoying this quiet, state-approved act of rebellion. Or possibility three. Maybe Damien has had his head so filled with critical theory that he's willing to interpret so much as being in support of his worldview, but his subconscious is crying out for a chance to other and practice the xenophobia he is supposed to find so repugnant. This subconscious xenophobia finds its outlet in making ridiculous claims about Han Chinese authors. Now, there's plenty of other possibilities. I really can't tell you what Damien's actually thinking. but his general perspective is fairly common among Western degree holders in liberal arts and social sciences. In fact, I think that this safety is what has been at the heart of the radical changes Villeneuve has made to Dune. It's entirely safe to alter the works of a dead and beloved author to reflect the morals of the new state religion, as long as you don't go too far. After all, the author cannot object from the grave, and fans will still guarantee a blockbuster if you take certain precautions. I would have had no problem if Villeneuve had left Janice alive to externalize Paul's internal struggle against doing the right thing for humanity that takes place in Herbert's books. That would have been an artful way to contextualize the material from the books into a new medium. But having the person of color female lead rant about Southern fundamentalists took what could have been an A++ movie and made it a D. Perhaps science fiction film is the only place left where you can successfully pull off the Kendall Jenner Pepsi commercial move and profit from politicizing the pain and suffering of indigenous people of color throughout the world. And white progressive men are the only people left saying that's actually a great thing. While we're at that, how about we find the biggest double standard available and revel in some gross hypocrisy? After all, you're a white man. It's what you're good at. Why not? Isn't bad thing bad and good thing good? Can I have a treat now?